This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. High winds from storms in Denver forced a ground stop at Denver International Airport this afternoon. The stop was lifted once the storms moved through, but delays in arriving planes lingered as the airport returned to normal. Forecasters say more storms are possible this evening and through the weekend, with severe weather possible tomorrow in particular. Meanwhile, the pilot of a small plane apparently radioed in distress minutes before crash landing in a residential neighborhood in Arvada this morning. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
A single-engine plane was headed out of Centennial Airport when it apparently had engine problems. Recordings from air traffic control indicated there were four people aboard when a warning light came on and the plane lost power shortly after. One witness said the Beechcraft plane was descending without engine power, apparently trying to land on Oberon Road. But it burst into flames after hitting the ground and skidded down the road before stopping in someone's front yard. Four people, including two under the age of 18, were hospitalized, and police said that at least some had life-threatening injuries. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
For the third time this week, a female elk attacked someone in Estes Park. Early this morning, a woman walking her dog startled the elk from about 20 yards away. The elk then knocked her down, stomped, and kicked her. The woman was injured. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says having so many elk attacks close together is unprecedented. They advise people to be extra careful around elk for the next few weeks until calving season ends. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 5:06.